Let's bring out our next two contestants, Jamie Orenstein and Sean Howe. Yay! Now, Jamie, you are back.
I'm back.
We have had you as a contestant before, but we are here to right a wrong. Jamie was eliminated in a recent final round where the answer was patchwork quilt, and he answered peace quilt. We said no, but we should have said yes, because that is a type of patchwork quilt. Look at you nodding. Yep, I knew. And we reviewed the tape and decided that we had to fix this, and so we brought you back to compete again.
Well, I'm a judge, and it's the first time I've been reversed and told I was right.
That's right, you are a judge. This is a new thing for you.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. It's great.
Feels good. And Sean, you're a bit of a celebrity. You wrote a book about the history of Marvel Comics.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
So what comic is your favorite?
I was a big fan of Daredevil, which is now synonymous with a bad Ben Affleck movie. But
And what was it about Daredevil that you were like, oh, that speaks to me?
Well, I was really into the comic when a guy named Frank Miller was drawing it, and it was just a kind of a cool noir, moody comic book.
Oh, it was dark. You like the dark.
I like the dark stuff.
All right, good. I like you. This is going to be a perfect game for you both. It's called Zombie Gourmet. Jonathan, going by the last song you played, you are knowledgeable about all things zombie.
Actually, you only really need to know one thing about zombies, which is that they like to eat brains. Two things. Also, you need to know that they say brains in this way. Brains. Now, here's what you may not know. They also eat other things besides brains. When they cannot get brains, they eat things that rhyme with brains. Puzzle guru Will Hines, will you give us an example of the kind of question that's going to be featured in this next game?
Certainly, I'll give an example. If I were to say that there was a zombie restaurant where they served Mark and Shania, you would say... Twins. And you have to say it like that, or we won't think you're cool.
That would be bitter and tart, that little dish.
So we are looking for nouns or names that rhyme with brains. And please give us your best zombie impression when you give us the answer. The winner will move on to the Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. We'll begin the first course with some refreshing rye, followed by a main course of bulgur wheat and steel-cut oats. And we'll finish things off with some delightful germinated barley. Jamie.
Grains.
That was quite creepy.
Yeah, you're creepily good at that, Jamie. This feast would be unthinkable without a starter of garden fresh vina cava. This paired perfectly with locally sourced jugular, and for the ultimate satisfaction, try the velvety varicose. Jamie.
Veins.
You said you're a judge. Do you deliver verdicts in that voice?
Guilty.
Some guiltless light Goodall leaves room for some crispy Seymour, and don't forget a cup of cool, creamy Fonda. Jamie.
James.
Yes.
It's always nice to start with a glass of red wine mixed with fresh grass. The main course, a mound of artisanal mud. The only thing that can top this would be fresh, seasonal, ring around the collar. Jamie.
Plains. Grass, mud.
Interesting.
No.
But no,
nothing.
No. Sean.
Stains.
Why, yes, inquisitive zombie, that is correct. So cute.
That's a real humble zombie trying to break in this farmhouse.
It just occurred to me, I don't think I've ever heard a zombie ask a question before.
They're real know-it-alls, usually.
This meal is always served with a fine bottle of John, which goes stunningly well with a lightly battered fillet of Bruce. We wrap it all up with two generous scoops of Lil and Dwayne. Jamie.
Wayne's.
Wayne's is correct.
Some freshly tossed Victor Borga starts this meal, followed by roasted Bridget Nielsen, fused with Lars von Trier. And for dessert... this specialty is candied Hamlet. Sean.
Danes?
Danes is correct.
I like that one zombie very much because he's so polite.
I will invite that zombie over for brains anytime.
Yeah. Night of the Gracious Dead.
A savory bowl of farm fresh Beechcraft is just the start of this meal, which includes golden brown Cessna and pan seared Piper Cub. Jamie.
Planes.
That's right.
All right, this is your last clue. Every meal here begins with a tiny ramekin of pureed Diane. Then we present a generous slab of roasted Nathan. And to cap off the evening, please enjoy our special honeyed Lois. Sean.
Lanes.
Lanes is correct. That is right. Well, how did our contestants do?
They did great, but our winner is Jamie.
Jamie! Thank you, Sean. Amazing zombies. Jamie, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Congratulations. Coming up, we're going to make Jonathan Coulton mix Looney Tunes with the Rolling Stones. And we'll shackle our VIP author, R.L. Stine, into the puzzle hot seat. So stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.